Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is the podcast Woman and Mythology, and I'm your host, Maria. In today's episode, we'll look at the elements and symbols of the story of Vasilisa. If you haven't heard the story yet, I invite you to return to the previous episode and listen to the story. It's a story about developing and trusting intuition. So the tale of Vasilisa is all about retrieving the intuition. The intuition is symbolized on the tail by the doll that is gifted by the mother. In the book Women Who Run with the Wolves by Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, she speaks of intuition being the deep soul voice. Intuition is self-preserving. Self-preserving here doesn't mean staying in the comfort zone, but preserving to the soul, self-preservation of the soul. Sometimes that would mean to bring the house down, if you get what I mean, to transform our entire outer life to preserve our sense of soul, our relationship to soul. Intuition is also the less fragmenting of the psyche. And we've seen in previous episodes that we can use psyche as a synonym for soul. So here we have intuition as a key element for integration. Remember La Loba, one of the first episodes and first stories? It is all about the integration of the soul, all about bringing the skeleton together. And here we will see that it is intuition that helps with this work. La Loba, when she's out seeking her bones, she is not doing it randomly. She's not doing it with a GPS, you know, or Google Maps. She is doing moved by her intuition, being guided by her intuition. And in Vasilisa, we have the initiation of retrieval of that intuition. The moment where a woman discovers that she has that soul voice, that force, that power, the power of intuition. A lot of women would describe intuition as a gut feeling. I invite you to reflect in which part of your body is your intuition. Some women might say it's the heart. Others, you know, deep in their gut. Others might see it floating and changing from different places in their hands, perhaps. It is said that intuition is composed of inner seeing, inner hearing, inner sensing, and inner knowing. Intuition can never be lost. It can be covered over, suppressed, but we can always bring it back and recover it in our psyches. In some ways, intuition is the essence of the wild woman archetype. To love and trust intuition and the wild woman archetype is our goal as we intend to recover the natural attributes of the female soul. In some ways, we can see intuition as a muscle. The more we practice listening to it and following what it says, the stronger it will become. First, we're going to become very familiar with that voice. And we're going to be able to discern it from the other voices that we might feel internally and we might hear. If we do not listen to it, if we do not consult it, at a certain point, it will be weakened. But that doesn't mean that it will be broken. In some ways, intuition can never be broken. We can always bring it back. We can always practice, regardless of a woman's age or phase of life, we can always reset deep intuition. One of the things to pay attention to is that a hypernormal life does not encourage intuition. In some ways, we need a life that has wildness, that has some mystery to it, some magic for intuition to thrive. A life that is very strict or very much by the books or very much by the intellect might not allow space for intuition to speak. What I mean, for example, is a woman who only eats a certain diet, something that perhaps a nutritionist wrote for her on paper, and she does the exercises that a personal trainer gives her, and she takes the same path to work every day in the morning, and everything is very much by the books. That doesn't encourage intuition. Intuition needs change. Intuition needs transformation. It needs to be questioned through my intuition, ask, what should I eat right now? What will nourish me physically and soulfully? Same thing when it comes to going to work. Which way should I go? Should I take a different route? Should I take a longer one today? Instead of going by metro, should I take a bicycle and see what's outside? Or if I always take a bicycle, should I walk part of the way today? Asking these questions. And of course, these are quite superficial and mundane examples of using intuition. But it's perhaps through these practices that when we are pondering something bigger, something deeper, for example, how to deal with a certain relationship, or what kind of art practice do I need to bring my creative life back to a state of energy and passion? Intuition and the muscle of intuition, the relationship with intuition, will be stronger, and you will be more capable of listening to it and trusting it as well. So I deeply encourage you to use intuition very, very much like Vasalisa did. Perhaps go out for a walk, and you can have a little doll to symbolize intuition, but you can also have another element. It could be a crystal, it could be a stone, a pebble, it could be perhaps something your mother gave you. And in that walk, you ask, should I go this way or that way? Should I enter this coffee shop? Should I talk to this person? And see how your intuition responds to you. See where it leads you. I'll read a quote about what does intuition does for women from the book Women Who Run with the Wolves. What does this wildish intuition do for women? Like the wolf, intuition has claws that pry things open and pin things down. It has eyes that can see through the shields of persona. It has ears that hear beyond the range of mundane human hearing. With these formidable psychic tools, a woman takes on a shrewd and even precognitive animal consciousness, one that deepens her femininity and sharpens her ability to move confidently in the outer world. I absolutely love this idea that intuition is an ally for us to move confidently in the outer world. This work with mythology and fairy tales, I feel it's all about that. It's about giving us tools to craft the life and makes us feel confident and with a rich sense of soul. I mentioned before that you could use an element given by your mother. And that is because it is said that intuition is passed from mother to daughter. The bond between mother and daughter can be broken, but the bond of intuition cannot. If we think about it, we would see intuition coming from our matrilineal lineage. And in the story, it is very clear. It is the mother who gives Vasalisa the little doll, the symbol of her intuition, which is going to become the biggest ally she has throughout the story. So in our next episode, I'll speak about the mother in its different stages, the too good mother, the wild mother, and how the mother is related to intuition and the development, and the inner mother complex as well, how it is formed in our psyche. I hope you enjoyed this brief reflection on intuition. I would love to hear from you. What does intuition mean for you and your story with intuition? How has your relationship with intuition been? Feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Woman and Mythology, or through my website, womanandmythology.com. All the links will be on the description of this episode. Wishing you a deep and beautiful relationship with intuition.
Mythmaker Podcast Network.